Hi, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest in my music features, and I'm delighted to have been joined by Clint Boone today. Hello again, Clint.
How are you, Simon?
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm champion. Yeah, we're down at Brewdog in town today to talk about chiefly, two main points to talk about. Firstly, is Clint's set to go live. Now, tell us a little bit about it.
It started off as a podcast, so I started doing, in January of this year, I started doing Story Time with Boone, which is a weekly podcast, me telling stories about my career and my life, usually with a bit of a giggle in it. You know, it's been received really well. The Story Time podcast has been very successful. At the end of every Story Time, I put an unsigned band on there. Just means a nice little vehicle to give somebody a leg up, give the next generation a little leg up. And I came up with the idea at some point of doing a specific unsigned band podcast. I'm still getting given a lot of new music every week. And that's where Set to Go came from. Set to Go means it's bands or artists that I think are ready to get set to go into the world recording or publishing or whatever else. So we're now on episode 4. I think episode 4 came out a couple of weeks ago. And at some point, Joe, my partner in crime on Set to Go, said, do you fancy doing a live version of it? So I said, yeah, let's do it. So you do all the donkey work. I'll come and present it on the day. The bands are all there, obviously. Yeah. The bands are all picked up.
We've got the list here. I'll just read them out for the benefit of the listeners, the blinders. It's No Hot Ashes, fantastic. State of Play sat behind us. Yeah. Liam McClare, Ryan Jarvis, Maruja, Tourist Attractions, Matter of Mind, Jess Kemp and the Jade Assembly. So these are all obviously artists that you're well aware of and you've championed in the past. Yeah. And
some of them I've seen live, some of them I've not seen live yet, but I'm looking forward to it. But they're all, without exception, they're all quality bands or artists.
Yeah.
So, which is why I'm happy to put my name behind it and say, these are bands that I believe in.
I guess you had a big long list of bands, did you, that would have liked to have been involved in this?
We did, but some of the ones that weren't available, we'll get on to the next one. Mm. I mean, this is something that, if we do it right, this the first one's on Sunday, November the 6th.
Yeah.
The venue is Sound Control. If it goes well, we'll just put another one on sale immediately for, 8 weeks after. But there's no reason why we couldn't be doing it every month, really. And I think if people get used to the idea that, there's a venue, I'm going to be down there DJing, emceeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the quality of balance is going to be second to none. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why it can't be a very successful platform, really, for some music. It's not a money-making scheme by any means. There's easier ways of me going making money than doing this, but it's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it to help these fellas have a taste of had a taste of over the years. Because when I started in Oldham in the mid-80s, a lot of your older readers will remember seeing me at Oldham Chronicle every week, helping some band on, or managing this other band, or banging on about such a body. So I always wanted to be a musician and a pop star, if you like. And then eventually I got it, so now I'm helping people like these.
Well, you've always championed young unsigned bands, haven't you? I mean, it's something that you kind of pride yourself on, really.
Because I can remember.
It's fantastic.
I can remember it felt being in Oldham, and we used to play the Grey Horse, as it was called back then.
Oh, right, yeah.
We knew there was a world beyond the boundaries of Oldham, and eventually we broke into Manchester, because people down here had started giving us a chance to do a gig or put a record out with us, or players on the radio show. So I remember how exciting that was, that little thing. And it's good too for musicians like myself to be reminded sometimes of how that is still a buzz to some of these musicians in this room here, knowing that they're going to be part of this. But they're buzzing about it. And I'm not putting myself on I'm not blowing my own trumpet there by saying that, but I know how important things like this are to some band. It's another little step.
It's another
reason to keep your band together for another month or two. Because a lot of time you're going against the wind. It's like unsigned bands. You've got to have your day job. Most bands can't sustain themselves financially. I think a lot of bands are constantly on the verge of knocking it on the end, and I think for them to get a gig like this, let's just give it another few months.
It's a little step on the ladder, and it's a long ladder for a lot of them, like you say, but just moving on slightly, I was interested in you've stated that it's an all ages event. which is a nice little touch, and it'll give me a chance to take my little and to, perhaps to his first gig. Well, was there a kind of thinking, a reason behind that particular?
A lot of the reason is we do lead Mrs. Boone's tea parties which are all ages, and we know that the venue, the sound control, is sympathetic to having people in all ages.
Yeah.
So at the same time, saying that, I mean, I think if you're under, is it if you're under 18, you've got to be accompanied by an adult or under 16. So you're not going to have loads of 9-year-olds just wandering around causing trouble.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But it's just nice that if people do want to bring their kids, they can. Yeah, I mean, it's just. To me, that's a natural thing to do.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah. So I think it's probably looking as though it's going to be quite successful. Our tickets going up to now, mate. It's been
really well so far. Well, we've got the people behind it. It's not just me. It's three of us. So we've got myself, who's picking the bands, DJing at the event, hosting it.
Yeah.
We'll have a little chat with each band over the mic before they do the gig.
Yeah.
A bit Jules Holland there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
So the other two members are Joe.
Yeah.
Joe McGrath, so he's able to administer a lot of it.
Yeah.
Get in touch with the bands, make sure we get all the audio that we need and all that. So that's Joe doing that. And then we've got Ben Taylor, who's like one of the city's great promoters.
Yes.
Ben's the one who knows how venues work, how to structure a day like this, because it's going to be a busy day.
Yeah.
He's had hands-on experience, he's done it a lot.
Yeah, he has.
I've not done that for a long time.
Yeah,
and I haven't got time to do it now because we're talking weeks of work, building up to this moment. So basically, sets have always going to be these guys grafting hard for weeks on end and me just coming in for one day and getting all the glory.
I'm sure you don't mean that, it's going to be a cracking day, and I'm really looking forward to it myself. I just wanted to ask you before I go about Inspiral Carpets news, if there is any. I think there is a little bit in terms of you doing a bit of writing and stuff.
We've not gone into this with any sort of a big plan, but what's happened is we started writing, start recording the next album already. And the way we've been doing it, largely, is by just going into the studio, banging ideas down. So like Martin will go into the studio with Craig and put some bits of music down. Then I'll go down and work on some keyboards or whatever with it. So we're using the studio as a tool more than we've ever done before. Because usually, traditionally what we've done is we'll come up with a song, I'll come up with a complete song, these are the words, this is the melody, this is the approximate speed of it. We'll build it from there. But what's happening this time is that we're building it a different way around, because at the moment we can do, we're able to try something different. So, and the results so far are great.
Yeah.
We've got two or three songs that we could release and now people would be excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're gonna get together the bones of an album.
Yeah.
Probably get that out sometime, I'm guessing early next year, summer next year.
Okay.
And then start doing some gigs on the back of that.
Yeah, brilliant.
So I mean we're not gagging to do gigs until we've got this album done. Mm-hmm. We think it'd be good to get an album and new music and then get that out there.
I mean, I spoke to you before, and Graham and Steve and the other lads about it, and it's just nice that you've obviously all got other stuff going on, and it's nice that you can just kind of do it at your leisure, really.
That's exactly what we're doing. Yeah, we're still doing it with, we're not being complacent disrespectful to what we've achieved over the years. It's just a case of just being a bit more relaxed about it all. Really.
Yeah.
Because it's not what we do. We don't make our living out of the Inspirals anymore. It's not what we do. Our lives don't depend on it. There's a 10-year period where that's all we did.
Yeah.
So to a large extent, our lives did depend on it. Our livelihoods certainly depended on it.
Yeah.
So that meant we were worried about chart results. We were worried about ticket sales. This is in the early 90s, I'm on about.
Yeah.
But now it's like, when we do something, we're not bothered about it. We're not bothered about chart results, record sales or ticket sales, because it doesn't matter now. But the irony is, we're selling a lot of records, we're selling out venues, and we're making decent money when we do it, because we're self-managed. So we're not giving 20% away to a manager, 15% to an agent. We're just doing it all ourselves. We're getting a bigger cut of the money now, which is nice.
Good.
that's not a nice way to end the interview, but you don't say that, do you? It's ironic that we're being more relaxed about it than ever, but the results are better than ever.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, obviously the listeners and the readers can look out for that, and so look out, set to go on November the 6th, Sunday, pretty much all day, is it?
Yeah, well, it's half 2 till half 10, something like that.
Yeah, fantastic.
And then long day for me.
Yeah, and obviously some news from the Inspirals in the new year. Thanks, Clint. Thanks very much, mate.
Nice to see you, Simon. Take it easy, man.